This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Glad you are with me. We are talking about some stuff. And when I talk about stuff, I'm talking about liberal stuff. I've dedicated today's show to Trump bashing on by the left and essentially explaining it. And I'm going to tell you, I tell you guys all the time, whether you know it or not, you are bombarded with liberalism. You suffer from it. You don't even realize it. And that's why you're here. And I know you're out there, you're going, Kevin, you think you're so smart. You think you know it all. One guy said, how can you think you know so much when you're so young? I know, because I'm pretty. But I'm going to tell you, I know more than you think. And I know you've been fooled. And I know ways that you've been fooled that you don't even realize it. And it influences your politics and you don't even realize how it's doing it. So I'll use an example. I've talked about this before, but I got a bigger audience now. So it's time to reconvene. It's time to preach. I heard the Lord preach. Anyway, here we go. Let me tell you something, folks. You get fooled in things as simple as your food. What's he talking about? What's that brother, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com, author of Race Pimping, get it at RacePimping.com. What's he saying as he commercializes everything that he just said a second ago? Let me tell you, people, here's what I'm telling you. It's just kind of a redundant. Gluten. That I just told you in one word, gluten. What's he talking about? Kevin's done lost his mind. Does he realize he's on national radio? Yes, he realizes he's on national radio. Kevin, will you stop talking to yourself? Because the producers are looking at you like you're crazy. Gluten. I told you. I just gave you the secret sauce. Secret formula. The pixie dust. Gluten. And you're out there going, what's he talking about? I don't know. You don't know. Oh, you don't know. Well, let me tell you what it is. You know nothing about gluten. Zero. You know nothing about MSG. Zero. You just know what you're told. They tell you, coffee's bad for you. Coffee's good for you. 2 years later, coffee's bad for you. 2 years later, coffee's good for you. Take more coffee. Don't drink as much coffee. Take more. Drink less. Whatever. They tell you what they want you to know, and you go for it, and then they go, hey, it's gluten-free. You know, like, it's Trump-free. Right now in Hollywood, everything that is anti-Trump is good. So, gluten-free, gluten-free. Don't do the gluten. Get out of the gluten. Gluten, gluten, gluten. We've been eating gluten for our entire lives since man formed because it's part of the natural food that comes in your products, wheat and oats and all this other stuff. And they say, no gluten. And then you go into a Chinese place to shop. And you know what they have on there? Gluten, full of gluten. Check out our gluten. Our gluten's bigger than your gluten. Hey, let me see your glutens. No, you can't look at mine because mine are better. Gluten is like put into food in China. I've argued they take what food producers here in America do is they say, you know what? They love gluten in China. Let's make it gluten-free as the thing here in America, and then we'll ship the good stuff to China where the gold is. So we've been, gluten's got to be bad. Look, I don't know whether gluten's good or bad. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know. But I'll bet you this, neither do you. If I said to you, if I put a gun to your head and said, tell me what gluten's doing to your body. What? You'd go, I can't, you guys just kill me. I don't know. Because you don't know. All you know is what you're told. And you think, oh, they can't fool me in politics. They're telling you stuff all the time that you just buy. That's what they tell you. They do it. And then they do. So gluten's one. Now, and then there's one that defends you. Oh, they don't want me to drink this much soda water. What's this with the 16-ounce drinks and the 32-ounce drinks? They can't tell me what to do. They can't tell you what to do with that, but they tell you what to do with gluten. Remember, the MSG craze in Chinese food, I don't know what MSG is. Monosodium glutamate. Okay, great. I know what it means in that respect. What does it do? What really, what does it do? Chinese been full of MSG for a thousand years. Chinese live longer than, certainly longer than black folks, and they eat MSG. So if it's, if their food's got MSG, what am I complaining about? Average life expectancy of me is 50 years. I'm going to move my little black butt to China where I can live and be 113. So, but MSG, right? And what was this? A gluten. I'm telling you, you go. When I lived in China, gluten. Come get your gluten. It was practically, get a drink. Hey, you drink this full of gluten. Yeah, they'll make you strong. Strong like bull. Drink up. Everything over there packaged. Gluten. Over here, no gluten. And the food manufacturer is going, we figured it out. We'll tell the Americans it's bad when we know that it's good. And there's 1.2 billion Chinese. That'll do it. That's the way they do it. They like it. Don't make me go all Casey and the Sunshine Band on you, because I just did. Yeah, how you like me now? So, you've been fooled. You get fooled in areas. Look, I don't know. Again, I don't know what gluten does. For all I know, gluten, yeah, it's clogging up the arteries. Yeah, and so is everything else. Cheese. Fridgey cheese. They say, cheese, it's fattening. And they put the calories on there. This little 1 ounce of cheese will give you 5,000 calories. The bad ones, too. 5,000 calories. It'll make, you know, like your thigh. One of your thighs will be 40 pounds heavier than the other thigh. And you go, oh, my God, I can't eat that cheese. And then the French over there, hey, I will have more cheese with my crackers. Thank you. And also, I'd like some on these little toasty bread things. That's a joke. Eating with white folks is what I was trying to say. They tell you what's bad, and you fall for it the same way they tell you what's bad over here. If you want to explain this to a liberal, explain it with gluten or MSG or whatever. All these chemicals, GMOs. Hey, Kevin, if Monsanto's putting GMOs. Let me tell you something. I grew up on a farm. You know what I hated? I hated them freaking bugs. I hated grasshoppers because we grow a crop. Especially greens. And these little suckers would come eat the greens. And you see the holes in the greens and you knew it was grasshopper spit or some bug because that's what's chewing the greens. And so Monsanto comes along and says, look, we're going to strengthen, we're going to fortify the crop. And they're like, oh, GMOs. People live to be 180 now and you're worried about GMOs. You know what the life expectancy was back in the early 1800s, 1900s? You live to be like 60. Now you live to be 85 on the average, and it's going up. But they, gluten, MSG, GMOs, it's all going to kill you. No, what's going to kill you is liberalism. It'll kill you quicker.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I talked earlier about this constant battle against liberalism. And it's got to be frustrating for many of you because you're saying to yourselves, why are we fighting against idiots? I mean, if any of their stuff made sense, you'd say, okay, I get it. We're debating the nuances of good ideas, but we're not. There's no good idea that says, let's let people come into your country without any skin in the game, where taxpayers have decades and generational experience with the culture and everything that makes up, and I'm going to use the United States as an example, and let's just let Mexicans come in. Without any culturalization, without anything that says, become American. It makes no sense. There's no debate there, folks. It makes no sense to say, you know what? These Muslims are coming in with a radically different culture. They've come into our midst, and we've gone from no Muslim attacks for decades to now multiple Muslim attacks, certainly annually. And I know we haven't had one in a year, But that's because we're cracking down. That's because they're hiding out a little bit. They've got to wait things out and see where things are going to go. But that's the only reason. But it makes no sense to talk about this. It makes no sense to debate the idea of should we have valid proof that you're an American citizen before you vote. There's nothing to discuss. It's the same thing that you need to get your money out of your bank account, to rent a car, to fly, to do a host of other things, to get checks from the government. They want to know who you are, but we, when it comes to our supposedly our most precious right, we want to debate this? We want to debate, should we have police that we put into power and we give them the responsibility of doing the right thing by the citizenry? I'm not saying cops do it right all the time, but we've got oversight for them. Is there any oversight for criminals? Do they meet with each other and go, you know, that just was a little over the top. You know, when you shot grandma, we got to cut you loose, man. No. Look, where there's room for debate, I'm willing to debate. There's no room for debate in letting terrorists into our country or in trying to figure out an alternative that leaves them in their countries, because I truly believe that your people are your best natural resource. It's wonderful if you have oil and gold and all these different things. You better have people that can get to it. You better have people that understand getting to it in the most efficient and environmentally friendly way, etc., is a good thing. I mean, there's a lot of nuances. That's where your people come in. You could give people barren land. And I'll put it this way. If you gave Americans, conservative Americans, land that you considered barren, we figure out a way to make it the most fruitful, best place on earth. You give it to Arabs, and they will leave it a desert. Oh, Kevin, they've got, you know, Dubai. They've built an oasis there. Yeah. You wait. Wait 10 years. See what it is. The only way it'll stay an oasis is if they adopt Western culture. End of story. Show me your land of plenty, and I'll show you people that lean towards a democratic republic and particularly use capitalism as their way of governing. Show me this. I'll prove it. By the way, I throw down the gauntlet. Any of you leftists want to challenge me? 844-551-8255. We live in a country, folks, where white Americans, particularly leftists, want to convince you that black folks are being demonized or being denigrated by you. They want people to believe that your policies are the ruination of blacks in America. New York Post was talking about a book written by Jason Riley, a friend of mine, writes for the Wall Street Journal. It's called False Black Power. And he says, political success has not been a major factor in the rise of racial and ethnic groups from poverty to prosperity. He says, since the 1960s, black leaders have placed a heavy emphasis on gaining political power, and Barack Obama's presidency represented the apex of those efforts. The assumption rarely challenged is that black political clout must come before black social and economic advancement. That would be like me saying, oh, the Polish, well, how are they going to be successful? Or the Russians, or the Bosnians, or whomever. Let me tell you what Bosnians do in St. Louis every single day. They get out there and kick butt. These guys come over here, they're like, what? This isn't war-torn Bosnia? Let us at it. And they go rehab houses. They become doctors and lawyers and all this. They built a very large community. And, I mean, don't seem to be making a lot of they're not bothering people. They're not like Middle Eastern Muslims. A lot of them are Muslims, but they seem just like normal folks. I almost look at them like Amish. They just get out there and they work hard and they do their thing, and many of them are successful. Anyway, this article goes on. But if racial diversity among law enforcement and city officials is so critically important, what explains the rioting in Baltimore the following year after a black suspect died in police custody? At the time, 63% of Baltimore's residents and 40% of its police officers were black. The Baltimore Police Commissioner was also black, along with the mayor and a majority of the city council. Contentious relations between the police and ghetto communities are driven mainly by high crime rates in those areas, something that the political left doesn't like to acknowledge. The sharp rise in violent crime in our inner cities coincides with the increase of black leaders in many of those very same cities, which makes it hard to argue that racist or indifferent authorities are to blame. It's just a simple way of saying, folks, you got in these cities black folks in charge of black folks, left and right, and you still have all the problems that the black people complain about. So what is it? What can be said of Baltimore, they write, is also true of Cleveland, Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, New Orleans, Washington, and he could go on, where black mayors and police chiefs and city councilmen and school superintendents have held sway for decades. In a 1995 book, Facing Up to the American Dream, political scientist Jennifer Hochschild examined data from the 1950s to the early 1990s, an era that covers not only growing black political clout, but also the implementation of the war on poverty, two full decades of affirmative action policies in hiring and college admissions. And she reported that between 1959 and 1992, poverty fell from 55% to 33% for blacks and from 18% to 12% for whites, which means that the ratio of black to white poverty has remained at 3. Hardly a victory in the war on racially disproportionate poverty. The absolute numbers, she say, tell the same story. How about there are 4 million fewer poor whites than 30 years ago, but 686,000 more poor blacks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A celebration of life is going on at the Greater Grace Temple for Aretha Franklin in Detroit, Michigan. One of Franklin's grandchildren spoke at the funeral.
As a kid, I couldn't understand what it was like to be Aretha Franklin's granddaughter. I didn't know what that meant, but now I know what it feels like. It feels amazing to see a woman so fierce, so courageous, gifted, so respected, and to be able to call that my grandmother, to know that I have that running through my blood. part of who I am.
Today, the late Senator John McCain is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where top elected officials earlier today paid their respects, including Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
John McCain deserves to be remembered as he wished to be remembered, a patriot who served his country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had to go see my father recently. It's always a little dicey when I see my dad. My dad used to think I was gay when I was in college, you know, because I went to art school. It's kind of a red flag, let's be honest. I remember I called him once from college, and I was like, hey, Dad, I've met someone at school. I'd love for you to meet them. And I could tell he was confused. He's like, well, that's great, Kevin. What's this human being's name there? And I'm like, oh, her name's Jennifer. And when we got to his house, it was so cute, there were all these signs that said, it's a girl, and there was balloons. So,
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I think I told you guys a story about the school that, an all-girls school that now allows transgender people in. If you're a man who's becoming a woman, then you could enter the school because it technically would still be an all-girls school. And they're now $9 million in debt, enrollment way down, because the people are going, it's no longer an all-girls school. It's a girls and transsexual school. And look, I have a problem with transsexuals. They got to go to school. But they can go to state college or whatever. And all-girls school means I know I'm a girl. That's the end of the story. I'm a biological girl. And I want to have that experience. I don't know why a girl would want to do that, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I don't get it. It's like blacks that want to go to an all-black school. Why? It makes no sense to me. But if you want to do it, do it. But do it at your own peril. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is new term for sex reassignment surgery. And let me just say this up front. God wasn't good enough when he assigned some people their sexes. That's essentially what the world is saying. And here's what's interesting about the people that have gender issues, hermaphrodites, whatever. And I get it. If you're a hermaphrodite, you got to make a choice. Somebody's got to make that choice for you. You got to make it at some point. Understood. That's just a totally freak of nature kind of thing. And I'm not calling them freaks. I'm just saying that's an anomaly in the gender roles. But if you decide you're going to switch over, you have to ask yourself, what was the meaning of your life? Because I don't believe God makes mistakes. So what was the reason that God made you have to deal with that issue? And I think when somebody says, you know what, I'm going to fight that issue and just go ahead and do something that I want to personally do, I think that you sort of mess things up for yourself. It's like Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner may think that he's shining a light on transgenderism or whatever, but God made him a man for a reason. Now, if Bruce had said, you know what? I've always felt like a woman. I know that sounds strange, being a good athlete and a decathlete and probably the envy of many men for a lot of reasons, but I've always felt this way. I'm not going to do anything about it, but I want to make it known that I understand the plight of transsexuals because I feel that way. How do you think Bruce would be taken? I understand there would be people that would go, Bruce, you got to be kidding. But he says, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding at all. You know, I only haven't taken the step to become a transsexual because I feel like God's giving me a platform to express myself. There may be other men feeling this way. And I just want you to understand, you don't have to become transsexuals. You can deal with your issue by just saying, you know what? I don't feel like a man. And I know that sounds strange. And you know what? I would be much more, and I accept whatever Jenner decides to do. I don't care one way or the other. It doesn't impact me. But the way that they go about doing it, I feel like they miss the calling. And maybe I'm wrong. I'm not going to admit, I can admit that I don't have the answers to all of this. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because of this reassignment surgery. There's a more politically correct term that's now being used by the media that's going to replace the tried and true sex reassignment surgery. You guys remember this used to be called sex change operations. That you say, yeah, he had a sex change operation. Or she had a sex change operation. Then it became, no, it's sex reassignment surgery. So God didn't assign them right. So they're going to reassign them. Now they've got a new mind-blowing phrase that you got to hear. Check it out. Gender confirmation surgery. And here's what's interesting, most interesting to me, is it came from nowhere. Sex change operation went out of vogue. Do you even know when it went out of vogue? Sex reassignment surgery. That's the only way the media writes about it. Everybody is on that talking point. That's how leftism does it. So, sexual reassignment surgery is now gender confirmation surgery. And this guy writes, seemingly inherent in this latest euphemistic incarnation is the ever-growing notion that we can choose not only what gender we'd like to be, but we can also up the truth ante with respect to transgender pursuits. Incidentally, some synonyms of confirmation include corroboration, verification, proof, testimony, endorsement, authentication, and evidence. The use of gender confirmation surgery looks to be a trend within the media landscape. And here's where it gets really interesting, folks. Huffington Post headline. California killer, first U.S. inmate to have state-funded gender confirmation surgery. Teen Vogue headline. Transgender teenager documented her gender confirmation surgery. CBS headline. How to pay for expensive gender confirmation surgery. Washington Post. VA considers gender confirmation surgery for veterans. Now, that should scare the living daylights out of you. Number one, that they're mainstreaming gender confirmation, which is nothing more than transsexual. It's a freak of nature. You can call, no matter how you slice it, it is a freak of nature for somebody to say, you know what? I don't like this, the thing that God, you know, the gender that God gave me. I'm going to change it. You know, by the way, everybody will accept it. And in fact, I want you to pay for it. That's crazy. NBC News story. She said she has been on hormone replacement therapy since 2013 and repeatedly tried to get gender confirmation surgery in the past. When did this? I'm telling you, folks, if you're not paying attention to the nuances, you're missing it. This is the fight. If this becomes the norm, then anybody can confirm. What about racial confirmation therapy? Dolezal, she can have racial confirmation therapy, ergo become black just because she thinks she's black. Are you paying attention to the nonsensical things that we are talking about today that you never would have talked about in your life? Pay attention. CNN article. Just 33% of trans people report undergoing some form of gender confirmation surgery. Now let's recap. Huffington Post, Teen Vogue, CBS News, Washington Post, NBC News, CNN. That's as mainstream as it gets, folks. And as for the origin of the term, there was a Huffington Post piece by a plastic surgeon by the name of Lauren Schechter in which he asked, gender confirmation surgery, what's in a name? Now, we've chronicled the renaming, if you will, by the left of everything. Things you can and say, can say, cannot say, and who changes it. Articles like this get picked up. There is a group of people. Whenever I tell you guys about Tea Party Community and what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. There's a person that on the left, there are groups of people that pick up a term, that look at terms and say, we're going to change the way people think about this. They give it some euphemistic name like gender confirmation surgery. Don't think that's haphazard. Don't think for one second all kinds of thought has not gone into what to call this. They have thought this through. When progressives change their name from liberals to progressives, you better know they thought it through. That's what they do. And nothing comes to my head right now about one that they've done, but I bet you one some are circulating through yours where you're like, Kevin, what about this or what about that? What I'm telling you folks is, this is the way it starts. This is how you get words and phrases in where it becomes normal, becomes part of the normal everyday lexicon, and it's brushed off. Nobody even thinks 2 seconds about it. For example, why doesn't Barack Obama use Islamic extremism? For that reason, they'll give it a new term. They'll call it something that it's not, and it'll soften it. And eventually, they'll morph it to where you don't even think of them as extremists. They'll call them like, they'll call them the powder puff killed children. And by the end of the day, and you'll be thinking, what? They just bombed 20 people and killed 15, whatever.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KevinJackson.us. If you want to get to me, you can also go to KJRadio.com if you want. Look, I want to talk a little bit about this thing that you're starting to hear more about it, and it's called cultural appropriation. And I've touched on it a few times. I think it's a joke. Cultural appropriation. Like saying, oh, well, if you play tennis, then you're culturally appropriating white people stuff. Tiger Woods has culturally appropriated golf from, you know, whoever invented golf. I forget who it was. But anyway, he's culturally appropriated it. Black people cannot play golf because a white person invented it. Well, if that's the case, why are black people playing basketball? Because Naismith invented it. Oh, well, Kevin, during the times of slavery, we couldn't be inventing stuff. Really? I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I mean, Naismith invented basketball. Why are so many, there's a lot of colored folks playing basketball. You know what I'm saying? So, what's this cultural appropriation? If every time I wear a suit, Am I culturally appropriating the attire of white men versus what? Wearing a dashiki? This is so ridiculous, but we talk about it all the time, and it's coming up more and more. This I redid a story where this girl, a black chick, got mad at a white dude wearing dreads and said, "Why are you wearing dreads?" He's like, "Because it's my hair." You're culturally appropriating a hairstyle of black people. Well, well, how's that? Because here's the way I would view it. When I was a cave, when people were cavemen, and they weren't all black, they didn't have combs, and they had dreads. So how is it that you've culturally, you said dreads belong to black people? People have been wearing dreads since the beginning of time. They didn't have combs. Your hair got matted. That was that. How does, what, you white people can't listen to black people? If I listen to classical music, am I culturally appropriating something white? If I, you know, eat steak tartare or whatever, what makes that white? What makes one white, one black? I mean, we've got, who's his name? Scott Joplin. Scott Joplin played, you know, swing, jazz, what do they call it, ragtime? Man, you got to hear this guy play. He's unbelievable. They have his museum in St. Louis. Anyway, he played ragtime. But the white people invented that form of music. Did he culturally appropriate? He revolutionized it. When white people listen to jazz, are they culturally appropriating? But it is so ridiculous. But let me tell you, it permeates all of society. White people are afraid to do things and say things because they're afraid that somebody will say, well, that's something black people do. Really? And it's to the point where it's to the detriment of blacks. It's a detriment. Now, why are blacks so sensitive? I'm talking about leftists. I'm not talking about blacks that don't give a crap, like me. You know, I don't care. Oh, you know, Kevin, you know, they never make us look good. Well, how do we do it? How good are we doing at that? Are we, when they make black people criminals in movies, do you just think that somebody said, hey, you know what, let's not do the Korean. Let's do the black guy. You know, we've done a whole lot of Koreans. You know, we're stereotyping Koreans when we do that. I don't know when the last time a Korean committed a crime in America. Do you? What about a Japanese person? I'm not saying they don't. I lived in China. The people committing crimes in China were Chinese. They didn't import black folks to do it. So I get the Chinese commit crimes. But even in their own culture, they commit a lot less crime than we do. In America, black teen men commit a tremendous amount of crime. And you're wondering why Hollywood depicts them that way? Who should they do? They should put nuns on the street. White nuns going out on a gang, you know, taking a drug dealer's money. Something like that. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to do what they see, what they know. Cultural appropriation, my behind. We got gay men playing straight men. We got black men playing white roles. White roles, you know, white people playing black roles, whatever. That's Hollywood does it. They appropriate. What is a black experience versus a white experience? Seriously. I don't know one. The only thing I could tell you is somebody not liking you because of skin color, but guess what? That happens to white folks. Oh, Kevin, they don't like me because I'm black. There are people that don't like white people because they're white. What about that dude that wants to kill cracker babies? You think he's, what is his stance on white people? We got to fight back America. We got to kill cracker babies. But black people say nothing. Uh-oh. Well, I mean, he's a one-off. No, he's not. Black people in America are racist to their, I'm talking about leftists, are racist to their rotten cores. Cultural appropriation. What a joke. You can't make some superhero, you know, which, by the way, if you make Superman now, he's got to be black. If you make Wonder Woman now, she's got to be transgender. If you make the Green Goblin, he's got to be Mexican or something. Seriously? That's where we are. It's embarrassing. And the reason why I tell you guys this stuff is because I want you to be embarrassed. I want you to go, Kevin, surely that's not the case. Yes, it is. It's the case. And I want to shame you into being more active. And for the record, at teapartycommunity.com, that's where we are going to house all the things where you can become more active in these types of things. teapartycommunity.com. I implore you to join. Right now we're just kind of, you know, we're incubating. But when it comes out, the new site that's mobile ready, etc., it's going to blow your mind. Why am I talking about cultural appropriation? Famous British author named Anthony Horowitz claimed recently that he was warned off of putting a black character in a new series of books because it would be, quote, inappropriate for a white writer to do so. Horowitz is 62. He created a series called Alex Rider. It's teen spy novels, one of which became a movie in 2006. And speaking to the Daily Mail's Event magazine, Horowitz said that the editor told him, if you create a black character in his upcoming new series of books, it would be seen as patronizing. The new series will be about the state of the world, according to Horowitz, and it features two lead characters, a black guy, a black kid, and a white kid. Now, from my perspective, I go, you go, Horowitz. You're going to make a black kid, you know, something special in a book that may turn into be a movie, which means some black kid's probably going to get a role, and he's going to become an iconic figure because of your books. Go for it. Can I sign my son up to be that black figure in the future, in the movie? Are you kidding? Cultural appropriation. He says that it's not actually our experience, and therefore to do so is by very nature artificial and possibly patronizing. That's what Horowitz said, that the editor of the Daily Examiner or whatever, the Daily Mail's event magazine told him. Because it's not your experience. Certainly it's your experience. It's an experience coming from his brain, put on the paper, saying, here's a character that I want to write. I'm writing him as black. What? Black kids, whatever he writes for this black kid, couldn't have possibly happened to this black kid? No. That black kid, well, we all know, that boy, he grew up in the hood with a single mom, and he ain't got nothing, you know, no kind of hope. What if this kid were from an upper middle class family who sent him to sleuth school, and he learned all about being a detective, and he became one of the best detectives, and maybe his daddy was a detective too, for the Scotland Yard, or what? Why? Is that as unique to somebody that it can't be considered a black experience? Oh man, y'all got me stuttering now. You know I'm mad. You know I'm mad when I start to stutter and my voice go up like this. Yeah. That's right, I'm mad. I'm angry because this is the type of stuff that society shouldn't be dealing with. I shouldn't be talking about it. We shouldn't be dealing with it. The guy can write what he wants to write. When did that become... I mean, what law says this man can't write about whatever he wants? Now, he can, obviously. It's a guy warning him off. But think about the leftist who says, hey, I want to help you out here. You might not want to put that black character in the book because you're not black. Yeah, see, if you write about things like, using that logic, I know where you're going with this because you guys have jumped into my head. You're saying, well, Kevin, if you write about a dog, you don't know exactly what the dog's doing or thinking or whatever. How do you do that? How do you write about anybody? You write about a mother, a woman. Well, he watched his mother. That doesn't mean you know about her. You think you know women because you've watched women? Negro, please. Don't get me started. So, the idea that this guy wants to write a book and make a protagonist, one of the protagonists, a black kid, I applaud him. I would say to this leftist, mind your business. You have no reason to be telling this man what to do. And don't try to help black people. We'll be fine with him writing about us. In fact, I encourage you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.